You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome aboard on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Udash with you. Buttons back on the other side of the glass today. Mark Dukes will join me in a moment from his home on the southwest side. Plenty to get to today. A wrap on Iowa and Northwestern from last night. We'll talk college hoops. It's the Off the Glass segment with Kevin Lehman coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. We'll take a look at the Fiesta Bowl, Iowa State and Oregon coming up on Saturday, and a whole lot more on the program. And Iowa football, Mark, good afternoon. We thought right now we would be watching, if Iowa won the toss, we would be watching, what, Mekhi Sargent and maybe someone else back deep at about this very moment, returning the opening kickoff of the Music City Bowl. That did not happen. We did get the Duke's Mayo Bowl today. It was the greatest Duke's Mayo Bowl ever, may I add. Insert your own joke here, I did. But it's no substitute for what we shouldn't be watching right now, Iowa, Missouri, but that did not go off today. And more Iowa football news coming up for you here in just a couple of moments. But good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Yeah, this is the time that we'd be watching the Iowa Hawkeyes one last time in 2020, but we all know what happened with the Missouri outbreak and so on and so forth. That didn't happen. Duke's Mayo Bowl, I have nothing to do with it. but Wisconsin coming away with a victory and got some really timely interceptions in the fourth quarter and kind of put that game away.
They did. Looked like for a while Wisconsin didn't even care to be there in the first few drives of that game, but the Badgers righted the ship, if you will, and they come out of it with a winning season for what it's worth here as far as 2020 is concerned. Thank you for tuning in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYMradio.com stream and your smart speaker and your mobile app as well, as we come your way here on this Wednesday edition of the show. This is a final one of 2020. And if you missed yesterday's show, Button's going to have it up here in just a moment, if he doesn't already, on the various places that you can hear our podcasts, KGYMradio.com, as well as Apple and Spotify. We talked about local top stories of 2020 yesterday, had a good discussion about that. So if you want to revisit that, we encourage you to do so. But we do have breaking news, and it does have to do with Iowa football and one of the big questions in the offseason going into 2021, or at least going into spring practice, which we hope college football will have in earnest in 2021, was answered about 10 minutes ago. Mark, Davion Nixon, the consensus All-American defensive lineman for the Iowa Hawkeyes, made his decision, and he is going to go to the next level.
Yeah, and it's not surprising, and it's good for him because the time has never been more right than this very moment. On the day he achieved consensus All-America status, along with Breece Hall from Iowa State, Nixon has declared for the NFL draft, and I don't think anybody should really be surprised. Of course, Iowa fans would want him back. Mekhi Sargent making the same announcement today, basically saying I'm not going to return for another year, even though I could. But Nixon, man, he really emerged really rapidly. And I'm hard-pressed to find another player who turned his fortunes around so quickly than what Davion Nixon did this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the journey has been chronicled. No doubt about that, from where he started off before he even made it to Iowa City, left, then was considering going into the transfer portal, did not go into the transfer portal, remained a Hawkeye, and was just a standout this year. You name the team, he was on the first team, whether it be all Big Ten or all American teams. And the guy had an absolute, he disrupted football games is what he did. He has moved up into, I know Mel Kiper has him at number 10 in his latest big board as far as ESPN is concerned. And I think he may, and who knows, I mean, these things fluctuate every single day, basically, whether you go to this workout or don't go to this workout or go to this, whatever the case may be. If they find out your arms aren't long enough or whatever, but he's going to be a first rounder. I have a feeling, and he's going to cash as our good friend Dean Martin from Back to School would say, if I could play it, it is a really big check.
Indeed, no question about it. And one other piece of news, Zach Van Valkenburg, a defensive lineman for Iowa, has said he's going to return for a third season in the Iowa football program. Of course, he came from Division II land and really has emerged as a very solid player for the Iowa defense. So that's a piece of good news anyway for 2021.
As well as Xavier Williams, the former UNI Panther, coming on board for 1 year.
Right.
It's going to make a defensive secondary that's already, I think, going to be a pretty strong point for this football team even better next year. It's going to be interesting to see how all the pieces are going to move as far as the defensive backfield is concerned with the Hawkeyes next year. Van Valkenburg does not surprise me at all, because if you make that jump from Division II to Division I, you want to get all the Division I play that you can. And he's going to be a good cornerstone as far as that defensive line is concerned next year for the Hawkeyes. So a plus there. But, yeah, I'm with you. Damian Nixon had nothing more to prove at the college level, and his stock is the highest it is going to be right now. You might as well take advantage of it if you're that young man, and he is going to do that. And I wish him, as well as I think everybody who is a Hawkeye fan, wishes him the best.
Well, no question. And he's right to do what he's doing, and in my mind anyway. I mean, whatever a young man's decision is the right thing to do, because he's got to live with it. But it's going to be interesting to see, and we'll have Dan Shonka of OurLads.com on the program in the not-too-distant future to talk about some of these Hawkeyes who are headed for the NFL.
319-366-1600. That is a text line, 319-366-1600. As a couple texts coming in. Yes, 0835. So what you're saying, Wisconsin got the spread in the Mayo Bowl. By the way, breaking news out of the Wisconsin locker room, and if this isn't 2020, I don't know what is. Wisconsin has just broke the top of the Mayo Bowl trophy in the locker room during their celebration.
Oh, wonderful.
Not the first time that has happened.
I was looking forward to the end of the game where a couple of Wisconsin players were carrying around a what looked like a Duke's Mayo water cooler. It ended up to be water or some kind of substance like that. But wouldn't that have been great if Paul Chryst had been drenched in mayo?
No.
But it wasn't mayo.
No, it wouldn't have been. I don't think there's anything. No offense to our good friends at Duke's Mayo or anyone in the mayonnaise industry that is possibly listening today, but I could think of a lot better things than to be drenched in mayonnaise. No offense. Yeah, I love mayonnaise. I have it on sandwiches, what have you, but I don't want it on my person.
Yeah, I'm a Miracle Whip guy, if anything, but made Duke's Mayo. No, I had a jar in the cupboard until just recently. I noticed the expiration date was like 2015. Somebody had gotten me a jar thinking that Mark Dukes, Duke's Mayo, cool, but Duke's Mayo has an apostrophe in it, so it had nothing to do with me, but it was a nice gesture. Whoever got it for me, thanks, but it's long gone.
Yeah. 10-17, Xavier Williams have played spring ball with you and I and then transferred to Iowa. I don't believe that is the case. That would have exhausted his eligibility, I believe. But going from FCS to FBS gets a little weird. I'm not sure. You have to look at the small, fine print as far as the rules are concerned. He's not going to do it. That's the bottom line. He will not be playing for UNI coming up this spring. Right. By the way, the UNI opener, and it's weird to say that in the middle of February, but that has been moved to a Friday, and I think they're playing Illinois State. It's either Illinois State or Southern Illinois. That game is now going to be on a Friday. Make a note for spring football fans out there. If you are so inclined to do so. 319-366-1600. It is 15 past 3. We're about 11 minutes away from talking with Kevin Lehman. He has just checked into his hotel. He's getting ready for his next television assignment. We'll talk with him about Big Ten basketball, Big 12 basketball, national basketball, the MVC, what have you. Let's get to last night, Mark, down at snowy Iowa City as the Hawkeyes and the Northwestern Wildcats played as top 25 rated teams for the first time in their long, illustrious history of meeting one another. And Northwestern hung around, got it down to, what, six at the beginning of the second half after a couple of three-pointers. But then it was Jordan Bohannon taking over. Great to see from J-Bo, and he led the Hawkeyes to a victory down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, a much-needed one for Iowa.
Very solid by J-Bo, and as I've read, Fran McCaffrey called Jordan into his office a short time before that game and basically tried to underscore, you know, that Fran believes in him and his team believes in him, and keep doing what you're doing, bring back that confidence, and he had a lot of it last night. 6 of 9 from three, and you mentioned 24 points, and Luca Garza did not have his best game, but he did have 18 and 6. C.J. Frederick was really the guy in the first half. He had, 17 of his 19 in the first half. And once again, got solid play out of Keegan Murray off the bench. 9 points in about 20 minutes of play. And the guy is really playing solid right now.
He is. And speaking of the bench, it was great to see Nicholas Baer. Even though he's in the jogging suit or whatever, being on the bench. And Keegan Murray gave another Nicholas Baer-type performance last night. And don't want to paint everything as far as peaches and cream for the Hawkeyes. And we'll talk about this with Kevin Lehman. I was texting with him last night during the ball game, and we both had the same observation as far as the game is concerned. And we'll get to that when we talk with the coach coming up here in just a little bit. But 24 for Bohannon last night. I guess if you're looking for one negative, is that the long 20-plus point streak for Luca Garza came to an end last night, as he only went for 18 and 6 last night. But it was interesting. John Rothstein, who covers college basketball, of course, as well as anyone else out there, I noticed he tweeted out after the ball game that he believes Iowa is better when Luka Garza is not scoring points in bunches and Iowa gets their other weapons involved in the game. Agree or don't agree?
Well, that makes sense, but only if Iowa shoots it as well as it did last night. I mean, if you get 25% shooting from three-point range, I would not agree with that, but it does work when the complementary players like Bohannon, Frederick, Wieskamp can hit those three-point shots, and other people contribute like Nungy and Murray. And Joe Toussaint got hurt last night, which was unfortunate, but don't know his prognosis for Saturday's game against Rutgers. But, for one game, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Both teams could be a little shorthanded. It sounds like Rutgers is going to be more of a game-time decision on Ron Harper Jr. He missed the game last night. Rutgers was down a couple of players last night, still beat Purdue at home in Piscataway. And Rutgers, a very good basketball team, man. That is going to be a tough one on Saturday up at Piscataway, but we'll see. Joe Toussaint with a little bit of a ding in the first half, basically did not play after that. Iowa played Keegan Murray a ton in that game last night. Basically went with kind of 6-ish last night. Patrick McCaffrey got in. We didn't see Jack Nungy a whole lot in the second half of that game as well. But Keegan Murray with a bunch of minutes in that game, and I thought the freshman played very well.
Yeah, just short of 21 minutes for Keegan, and I think that's a season high for him. Only had a couple rebounds, but he was very active in the middle, I thought. A couple steals, just one turnover and just short of 21 minutes, and that's solid play off the bench.
Yeah. Northwestern's a pretty good basketball team. I'm going to give them a lot of credit. Pete Nance continues his solid play. That's three really good games in a row for him, the son of the former NBAer Larry Nance. And then if there's anybody that's got a prettier shot than Miller Kopp in college basketball, I would like to see it. He needs to shoot more, man. Only shot it 7 times last night. I think Iowa did a pretty good job of recognizing him, better in the second half. I thought Iowa's defense was better in the second half. I thought it was better as a whole. We'll talk about that with Kevin Lehman coming up in a little bit. But there are a couple of things I would like to see Iowa get better at as far as their defense is concerned and just all-around play. And we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. About 6-7 minutes when we talk with Kevin Lehman. But as you mentioned, Iowa-Rutgers coming up next, Mark. And it's going to be a big test for this Iowa basketball team on Saturday.
It will indeed. It's going to be like that almost every game. But, yeah, this Rutgers team, especially with Ron Harper Jr., is very skilled. And the rack is kind of a weird place to play. But, nevertheless, Iowa's got a lot of experience. They've been to Rutgers before. And looking forward to that one.
You can't have fall away, out of bounds, leaning back three-pointers that go in to win games for you all the time on the road. So let's hope Iowa does not have to rely on a Joe Wieskamp miracle to come away with a victory on Saturday.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And then at Rutgers, and then 4 days past that, on to College Park, and a Maryland team that is suddenly at least looking much better after their win at the Kohl Center. That on Monday night, as Iowa will go to Maryland, and then they get Minnesota right back at Carver a week from this Sunday. So interesting right there. And then Michigan State, good time to play the Spartans, I think. Michigan State in a funk, and there's no doubt about that. And then the Hawks have to go to Evanston after that to take on Northwestern. So I was going to see some of these teams very quickly the second time around in Big Ten play.
Yeah, very interesting that Iowa gets Minnesota and vice versa in a short period of time. And Iowa will try to extract a bit of revenge in that game, no question about it. But just week after week, it's going to be an interesting road for everybody.
More breaking news, Mark. Iowa football now, it was Davion Nixon, and now it's Chauncey Golston. He is also announced via his Twitter account that he is going to be moving on to the next phase. Now, he was, much like Mekhi Sargent, he was a senior, could have come back, but is elected not to.
Yeah, and he's gotten his degree already, so yeah, that makes sense. And I think we're seeing here that not a lot of guys, Van Valkenburg, as we mentioned earlier, is going to return, but not a lot of guys, Miami quarterback, we mentioned yesterday, is going to return next year. But how many players are going to take advantage of an opportunity to play one more year, especially if you've got your college degree and whatnot? You know, why not just move on to whatever's next in your life?
I'm sorry for laughing. There are videos of Wisconsin trying to clean up the trophy in the locker room.
Yeah.
After they broke it. As I mentioned, not the first championship team and won't be the last to break a trophy in their locker room. I know of three. That would be the fourth that I know of right there. 319-366-1600. Would it be easier just to say, I mean, it's is it somewhat confusing for these the folks like Golston and Sargent and others around the country saying they're going to go pro when, or would it be easier just to say, hey, I'm going to come back for my extra year of eligibility? I think that would probably be easier on all of us, but I don't think that's going to happen. It looks a lot cooler on Twitter when you can go out and say, I'm going on to the next level. Thank you for this. Thank you for that.
Well, as I've said, I'm not sure why the NCAA is granting an extra year of eligibility. I can see if someone opts out of, would have opted out for 2020 and then been able to come back. But, I mean, you played at least half a season. It is what it is. I'm just not sure why the NCAA did that.
Yeah. Well, they did, and you can take advantage of it. Not you and I, but athletes with another year out there. Unless you have another year for golf.
I don't believe I do, and I don't think the co-team would welcome me back the way I've played in recent years.
319-366-1600. We're going to get to a break and talk to Kevin Lehman coming up here in a moment. We put this off enough, Mark. Terrible news today out of the entertainment world. Don Wells passing away today at the age of 82. And Don Wells may not ring a bell for a lot of people, but if you say Marianne, that probably gets everyone's attention. Marianne from the Gilligan's Island show passes away today at the age of 82. We are all very saddened by this. And the greatest debate and question perhaps in the history of mankind again comes up today. Ginger or Marianne?
Well, I put this news out on my Facebook page, and almost unanimously, Marianne. And one of my female friends said the professor. I guess we have to include our female listeners doing that.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, it's been a long-standing debate, and I don't, for whatever reason, I was always a Ginger fan. I mean, it's like picking between your kids. You know, who's your favorite kid? Who's your favorite grandkid? You can't do it. You can't go wrong either way, I suppose. But I always lean towards Ginger.
See, I always lean toward Marianne, and that's unusual because I do I am a fan of redheads, and I don't know why, just have been.
Does your wife know that?
Yes.
Okay.
She's had red highlights before, so.
Yes, I know this, yeah.
I don't know if that's because of me or not. Oh, boy, it's a good night for bowling. but yeah, I was always kind of leaning on the Marianne side of the debate, just – you know, she's the all-American girl next door, right?
Yeah, but Ginger's the movie star.
I know. They're
7508 says Ginger, too high maintenance. Yeah.
I suppose. This is going to deteriorate, isn't it? Very quickly out there. Thank you, 7508. We do appreciate that. All right, we are going to talk about Iowa State, Oregon before we close up shop here today for 2020 as the Fiesta Bowl comes up on Saturday, 3 days away from that. And, it should be a very interesting game coming up in the desert on Saturday. But next, we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, the coach. It's the Off the Glass segment. And we'll get to college basketball and hoops talk when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Play your game with the first bet risk-free, up to $500, only at Elite Sportsbook. Just sign up for a new Elite Sportsbook account and make your first bet online. If it is graded as a loss, we will match it with a free bet up to $500. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for a list of casino locations and sign up today. You will always be in the game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Your home has become an even more important part of your life. So give yourself the gift of a more inviting space with elegant cabinetry from Decora or Kemper. Whether you're envisioning a gleaming new kitchen, a more functional home office, or upgraded closets, the designers at Alexander Lumber will make you even happier to be home. Talk with them today about Decora and Kemper cabinets at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Linn County Public Health wants you to be a bad host for the holidays. A host is a person like you, and COVID is flying around looking for a good one to settle in. Don't give it the chance. Protect your family and friends by choosing virtual get-togethers this season. If you do gather with others, keep the group very small and follow all the recommended guidelines. Wear a mask, maintain social distance, and follow the three C's. Cover your cough, clean your hands, contain germs. Stay home when you're sick. Get more info at lynncounty.org/health.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bergen KDV and KGYM encourage everyone to lift each other up.
I see our strength.
Commit to the corridor with Bergen KDV and use your money muscle for local lifting.
Cosmetic Solutions in Cedar Rapids helps you look and feel your very best with the latest treatments and services.
Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander in Iowa City bring your building and remodeling projects to life.
Bergen KDV, rooted in community.
I see our strength.
3:31. We are back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. As this is our last show of 2020. We'll be back with you coming up on Monday. Mike Halas will join us. Iowa will have played Rutgers at that time. Iowa State will have had the Fiesta Bowl under their belt. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit here. And as I mentioned, we will talk with Kevin as well. We all need a little strength right now, which is why KGYM has teamed up with Bergen KDV to bring you ICR Strength. It's our way of showing how much we believe in the community, the businesses, the people, and the true possibilities. You can find out more by going to our website, and that, of course, is kgymradio.com. Scott and Mark with you at 3:31, and Coach Kevin Lehman set to join us right now. It's the Off the Glass segment here. And it is brought to you by Chris Lehman. And you can find out more with Chris and everything he's got going on by visiting the website. And we encourage you to do so. And happy holidays to Chris and happy new year to him and all the Lehmans as well. ShootersHomes.com. That's ShootersHomes.com. Good afternoon, Kevin. Before we get into basketball, do you want to weigh in, Ginger or Marianne?
I got a great answer for that, Scott and Mark. I don't think Ginger would help move the snow this morning that I had to move, but I think Marianne would help me move the snow. Therefore, I'm going with Marianne, the girl next door.
Great answer. Great answer. You want somebody out there that's going to help you move some snow. I like
well,
that.
But Ginger are new people. Ginger, I'm pretty sure of that.
What was that, Mark?
Ginger new people. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah, but she'd have to fix a nail.
Very, very true out there. All right, much-needed victory for the Iowa Hawkeyes last night down in Iowa City, Kevin, and a much-needed performance from Jordan Bohannon last night. It was great to see those threes raining in again.
Well, it really was, Scott, and I was concerned after those last couple games that maybe he had some lingering issues from the hip surgery, but he certainly appeared to be the Jordan Bohannon of old in his last night because that one was a bomb from just across half court. So it's good to see him back because when Frederick is going and Bohannon's going, we saw what Northwestern did. They're sending two, three guys at Luka Garza, and we're seeing people not guarding on the perimeter, whether it's Joe Toussaint or Connor McCaffrey, and they're using that guy as a spy man to double quickly. So make them pay with a three ball. When the Hawks do that, they look awfully good at the offensive end.
What'd you make of Luka Garza's play last night, Kevin?
Well, he was drawing a big crowd. And I just saw bits and pieces of it because I was getting ready for the Tennessee-Missouri game I have tonight. But he's going to draw that attention. I really think if you can hit 11 threes like the Hawks did, that is a great sign because their balance inside and outside for the Hawks is one of their biggest strengths for this Iowa team.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that Northwestern was sending two guys, sometimes even three guys, against Luka Garza. He ended up with 18 and 6 last night. Very good performance. The streak is over, though, for 20-plus points, for whatever that's worth individually. But I think Luka would tell you that he would trade it for a victory, which Iowa got. But it was interesting. John Rothstein said last night on Twitter, and I wanted to get your opinion on it, that he believes Iowa is a better team when Garza doesn't score in bunches and more of the weapons become available for the Hawkeyes. Do you agree with that?
Well, first of all, I hope we're not criticizing Luka for going off for 18 and 6.
No.
It was a subpar performance for him. Because, I mean, he's been phenomenal. I think what John Rossi is getting to the point is there's so many weapons, and balance is hard to prepare for. And we know that Iowa team is hard to prepare for. And it would give me nightmares and staying up at night trying to figure out how you're going to guard him, because you have to send a second defender at Luka Garza, and that's what Chris Collins decided to do. And that opens up so many more things. So when you've got Bohannon and Frederick and Wieskamp knocking in threes, I see his point. I think what he's talking about is the more you spread the wealth, the more difficult you are to guard. And that's what Iowa has with all those weapons.
Kevin, there was a lot of concern after the Minnesota game about Iowa's defensive play. I thought Pete Nance was really – he was Luka Garza's equal last night. But then again, the Miller Cop and Boo Booey really relatively didn't do much. Cop had 11 and Booey only had 2. So I guess I'm looking for an assessment on Iowa's defense in this game.
Well, Boo Booey going 1 for 8 is not good for Northwestern, because when I had those games at Northwestern, Chris Collins really wanted him to be a scorer, a scoring point guard. Miller Cop's been up and down. I really like his game. But the guy they really like is Chase Audige. But I felt Robbie Barron has not got it going for Northwestern at all. I think he's been a real they need to get him going for them to hit in all cylinders. And I got some trivia for you guys. Boo Booey's given name is not Boo. It's Daniel.
Nah, Daniel Booey. Nice.
And you know who his brother is, don't you? His brother played for Penn State.
Oh. The name escapes me.
Battle.
Oh. Well, that's a great bunch of names in that family, man.
Yeah, there are. There's another brother that I did all my research for that game at Northwestern. Now my notes are not with me. But I did like that little aspect of Boo Booey is really Daniel Booey.
Interesting. You and I texted last night in the first half our assessment of the defense. Everything was not great last night, and I wanted to bring this up a little bit as well. This team, in my opinion, they don't communicate on the defensive end in the man-to-man as well as they should, and that leads to rotations being late. And I think you agreed with me as far as that is concerned. That is something that can be fixed, but you got to start talking on the defensive end if you're the Hawkeyes.
Well, my concern, Scott, when you sent me that, was I was thinking back to the Minnesota game where there is no sense of urgency at the defensive end for the Iowa Hawkeyes when they get in that crunch time situation, and you get the feeling that they think they're just going to outscore people. And you know, in the Big Ten, you cannot go on the road with that type of attitude. And when you get in the NCAA tournament, that's a recipe for an early exit. So the fact that they don't have that urgency that we have to make a stop, and I think it goes back to what you just alluded to, is the lack of communication. And I guess as a coach, you call it connectivity at the defensive end, because all five guys should be in unison. We see it offensively for Iowa, but it just has not been there for them at the defensive end. And Dan Dawkins, I listened to his podcast weekly, and he said, you know, Iowa is what Iowa is. That's what they've been, and that's what they're going to be. So you got to kind of accept it. They have not. His point was Iowa has not won big games. They just haven't. They got in a big game situation. They have not won those. So hopefully that's something that will change this season for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Next up is Rutgers, Kevin, this weekend, and they're playing very well. Some question whether Ron Harper Jr. will be available. What do we know about Rutgers with or without Harper?
Well, we know Harper's a stud for him. And also, you know, Geo Baker had missed a couple games early, but he's back in force. And we talk about big games. I think this is it for Iowa. You go on the road, you know, it's early in the Big Ten season, but that's a statement game. You have to go at Rutgers and erase the memory of losing at Minnesota. I talked to you guys last week. I said this next five games for Iowa really tells a lot about this team. If they are a Final Four team, you've got to go at Minnesota. You've got to go at Rutgers. You've got to go at Maryland. And we know in the Big Ten, those are tough matchups. And this Big Ten is going to be brutal because we saw, you know, Rutgers loses at Ohio State, but a decisive win, three-point win over Illinois. It's a talented team, just like we've seen in the rest of the Big Ten. There are just no nights off. And here's what's different this year, too, guys. Those arenas are empty. So as a visiting team, you can recreate some own energy. And I've seen this in the games I broadcast. The home teams don't have the crowd to energize them when they're making a run or they're making stops. So it's up to these players to do it themselves. It's a strange environment when you're in the arenas and those runs that you usually hear happen and the crowd goes crazy. It just doesn't happen this season. So as players, you have to do it yourself. And that's something new. And I think it takes older, experienced players to generate that type of excitement.
Great example of that, Kevin, was the other night. Maryland, I think, really exemplified that very well. In their game at Wisconsin. I mean, they were into it from the very start. And I know your point there, and I think it's very well taken. Still, a vast majority of games early in the Big Ten have been won by the home team. So go figure. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the strange thing. And I saw it work out in that Missouri State-Northern Iowa game I had on Sunday where Northern Iowa made that big run. I mean, they were down big and tight at 51. And if the crowd was in there, it felt like they would have pulled them through, and then they just ran out of gas because the place was empty, and it just wasn't a normal type of home environment that you see. So a lot of different things because of COVID in the basketball world this year.
Kevin, Scott and I kind of talked about this, debated it in the Missouri Valley Conference. We've got what essentially are doubleheaders, back-to-back games. I'm not sure I like it, but I understand it. The question is whether this will be like baseball doubleheaders where most are splits. I think we've seen, what, 2, 3, 4 splits and a couple sweeps so far. But what do you think in that regard?
Well, we saw 2 splits, to your point, Mark. Evansville lost at Southern the first night. It came back the second night and beat and hit 17 threes. Evansville's first win in like 18, 19, well, I think they had a 19-game losing streak in the Valley. Because remember, last year they went 0-18.
Yeah.
That surprised. And then and then you look at Northern Iowa, that was a 30-point swing. They got taken to the woodshed by Missouri State and lost by 20. They come back the next night and win by 10. that was strange because those two games were exact opposites. And I give great credit to Ben Jackson because we had the conference call with him Monday morning after he got beaten by 20. Calm, cool. Said, hey, we haven't played for 19 days. We had no teaching film. And they came out and executed a game plan that second night, unlike they did the night before. So, yeah, the back-to-back's a strange deal. You know, Illinois State got pounded twice by Loyola. And then Drake goes to Indiana State and wins, too. This Drake team is for real, guys. I mean, they got 11 wins. And you win at Indiana State 2 in a row, that says something about the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and we said that the next 4 for Drake are going to tell us a lot more about the Bulldogs. Now, they're all at home, but they're I know Loyola is 2 of those games. And we're gonna find out a little bit more and how good the Bulldogs really are if they have a chance to maybe sneak out the regular season crown.
I think they're for real because if you look at their stats and you know people criticize their schedule, but it is what it is. I mean, they did win at Kansas State and they've won decisively in every other game. Their closest game was that 7-pointer at Indiana State. So. And the news just popped up. You know, I was supposed to have Loyola at Bradley on Sunday. That game was canceled, ESPN game, and they're going to move that game to Southern at Drake. We'll go on to ESPNU on January 3rd. I'm not sure if I'm on that game yet. Hopefully they'll switch me over. But, yeah, they got Southern twice and then Loyola twice at home. But you got to think that sweep at Indiana State's huge, and even – Dana Ford said to me in the parking lot, we left Monday night, he goes, hey, I got a split here at Northern Iowa. You would have told me that when I came in there, I'd be happy, as I think the term was, a pig in slop.
I know, Kevin, on the national landscape, you had a question for us and for perhaps for many others.
Well, it's a little early, guys. We always like to play this game in January or February, but the question was NCAA tournament. Who do you take? Do you take Gonzaga or do you take the field?
And I think we differed. I said Gonzaga.
I'm tempted to take the field. As good as Gonzaga is, you can't be on your game every time out. If Gonzaga is, it will run the table. But I think I'd take the field.
What's the better question, Kevin, is – is Gonzaga going to lose again this year?
Yeah, that is a good question. I wonder if any of those games will be rescheduled. I would doubt it. I mean, I've got Tennessee tonight. They had a game with Gonzaga canceled, the Jimmy V Classic. Of course, they had that big matchup with Baylor was canceled. I tell you what, guys, you gave me Baylor and Gonzaga against the field, I would take those two against the field. But I don't think if it's just Gonzaga, I'm going to take the field because it is too hard to go undefeated and also to make that run through the tournament. There'll be some teams that get hot in February, and we've got so many disruptions with COVID. It's a strange year, guys, a very strange basketball year.
It is. Kevin Lehman joining us here. It's the Off the Glass segment here at 347 on KGYM. Yeah, speaking of strange, Iowa State has not seen the court in a while, which seems very strange, and they could have a little bit of rust on them when they get into Big 12 play.
Yeah, we kind of forgot about the Cyclones. They've been on the sidelines for quite some time. That Chicago State game was canceled. But, boy, it doesn't get easy for the Cyclones. They've got Baylor January 2nd. It is at home, and they go to Texas Tech. It is I was impressed with what they did at West Virginia. But that seems like last season. It's so long ago, a game they could have won, but were not able to pull it out. For sure, Bolton really played well against the Mountaineers.
Let's take a look at that. You got a great one tonight, by the way. I am very jealous of you down at Como because undefeated Missouri and undefeated Tennessee going at it. And Tigers, I know, are very, very happy about the basketball fortunes right now.
Kenzel Martin, I don't know if you guys know him, but, I mean, this is it's the Tigers against the world. This is a game about respect for the Missouri Tigers. And Rick Barnes has done a fantastic job at Tennessee. Now, his recruiting class for 2020 was ranked fourth in the nation. He was behind Kentucky, North Carolina, and Duke. So they got some dudes on this Tennessee team. And this Missouri team is old, Scott. They've got guys that have been around for a while. I remember I had them 2 years ago in the Virgin Islands Paradise Jam. I'm looking at the rosters. These guys were all freshmen then. Now they're juniors, so this is going to be a real war. It's going to be, you know, like we talk about the Big Ten battles. This is going to be a slugfest tonight in an empty arena. I think they're going to let a few fans in, like parents and so forth, but it's going to be who can generate their own energy. And it is going to be mano-mano. I'm kind of excited about this, too. The big question I had was, do I try to leave last night in the storm? I waited till this morning. I tell you guys, once you hit the Des Moines River and the Missouri border, there's not a trace of snow down here.
Well, bring it back with you, the central Missouri weather. Not the ice, but just the warmer temperatures.
Well, my biggest battle is getting out of my driveway. That's when you said Marianne or
Ginger.
Marianne this morning, because I was afraid I couldn't get out of my driveway. Once I got out, roads were clear.
Roads were clear, indeed. All right. Well, we'll talk next week, Kevin. Have a great call, and I think we'll be back on a regular Thursday schedule next week. But Happy New Year to you and all the family. Kevin Lehman joining us, the coach. He had to go, man. He had to go to the arena. He had to get to down from wherever he's staying down to Mizzou Arena. So, yeah, he's going to have a good one tonight with Tennessee and Missouri in the Southeastern Conference going at it. All right, 3:50, we'll take a break, come back. We've got a couple things to take care of. We've got Bowling Night in America preview. Yeah, we were going to be off tonight, but we're going to make up one of those. No problem with that. And we'll talk about Iowa State and Oregon, what we're looking forward to on Saturday when we return. This is Gym Class on KGYM.
Iowa sports fans, did you know that starting on January 1st, you no longer have to go to a casino to verify your FanDuel Sportsbook account? And guess what? FanDuel is giving users $50 in site credit for registering right now. You heard that right. If you register with FanDuel Sportsbook right now, you'll get $50 in site credit on January 1st. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use, they've got great odds on all different betting markets, and unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. So remember, starting January 1st, you no longer have to go to a casino to verify your account. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, register with promo code GYM, verify your account, and you'll receive $50 in site credit on January 1st. Be sure to sign up with promo code GYM so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GYM. Must be 21 and older and present in Iowa. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Unhappy at your job? You don't really have a career. You have a job. Or maybe you're out of work altogether. Listen to me. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Sound too good to be true? Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes. Meet just twice a week. Financial aid, including the GI Bill, is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back in the Gym Class at 3:53 here on KGYM. We've got the Cotton Bowl Classic coming up tonight. All of our frequencies starting at 6 o'clock with the pregame show, as it will be Oklahoma and Florida. Florida very shorthanded and not real sure Florida wants to be there. I'm just going to say that for folks. I think Oklahoma wins this game tonight and Big 12 goes 3-0.
Yeah, Oklahoma playing much better defense, and Florida going to be without four defensive starters, and that's tough. And the mentality, who knows what it's going to be.
Yeah, we'll see. Before we leave basketball, our friend David in Hudson, defense was better last night. I think Garza forced some shots against Minnesota and didn't do that last night. That was the difference for me last night. Much better performance for the Hawkeyes, no doubt about that. In the ball game, last night against Northwestern. Iowa State and Oregon coming up on Saturday. We'll have the game for you at 1 o'clock on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. From the desert, the Fiesta Bowl, New Year's Six game for the Cyclones as they go up against the, I guess they are the Pac-12 champion Oregon Ducks and a national brand once again. Iowa State got a national brand last year, Mark, with Notre Dame. They get another one with not quite all of the trappings of the Irish, but still, you talk about the last 25 years, and the Oregon Ducks are right up there with everybody else.
Yeah, they are really are, and right now this Oregon team is operating with house money, so to speak, because of circumstances with Washington. Oregon got in the Pac-12 championship game and did defeat a good Southern California team, but I really think this Iowa State squad, it's a big stage, I get it, but it has played excellent defense, time to prepare for this team, and the Cyclones favored by four and a half points, and I expect a really solid performance out of the Cyclones. Will they win? That's a poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Will Iowa State win the Fiesta Bowl? Yes or no? Go ahead and vote.
Thanks, Steve Anderson. Happy New Year to him out there and everybody else. We do appreciate it. I like Iowa State. I think it'd be the perfect way to go out as far as this team is concerned. It is interesting. If you take a look at this season, if Iowa State does drop this game to Oregon, you're talking about an Iowa State team with All-Americans. You're talking about an Iowa State team that got to the Big 12 championship game, but then you're also talking about a season that would have four losses in it. It doesn't seem like it would be a season with four losses for this football team, would it?
No, it wouldn't, but you always have in your back pocket the Big 12 regular season championship, and I think that means a great deal because you played everybody in the league and ended up on top, and I don't think you can minimize that, but yeah, a victory would go a long ways to putting a punctuation mark, exclamation point, on this season.
And then a lot of questions will come up after the game for Iowa State. Brock Purdy amongst them, as well as a couple of defensive guys. Maybe a tight end, we'll see, if they will be back next year for the Cyclones. I thinking Purdy will be back, but I am not going to put I'm not going to put all my money on that little fact.
I'm not sure I would either. It's a relatively strong quarterback class led by Trevor Lawrence. Purdy, I think, can improve some and improve his stock by coming back for another year.
I'm with you on that. All right. Speaking of improving their stock, that would be the Rusty Nails, Mark. It is time for a Bowling Night in America preview. It is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Coming off another fine performance last Wednesday night. Who needs an off week? We don't. Let's bowl. And we're going to bowl tonight.
Yeah, I was originally scheduled to be an off week, but we missed 4 weeks in December because of COVID-19 situation. But we're back at it tonight. Moving toward the left side of the standings. Not too far away from the upper half of the league, and another solid performance tonight would go a long ways. It won't be easy. Van Horn Motors, the opponent, led by Hall of Famer Art Barron, among others. But I know you guys will give it your best shot.
Yeah, no pun intended. We will try to do that coming up this evening. And we didn't get to it because we didn't have a show last Thursday, but kudos to Chad Pettyjohn for a 300 last week. Great job by Chad. I think that was last week, wasn't it?
Thanks for throwing that in. And, Chad, excellent bowler and perfect game is obviously terrific. But if you have any questions about open bowling, what I have you, the pro shop, humming along right now with Andy Dirks, give him a call, 362-0136, or you can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Mark. Happy New Year to all our listeners out there.
Likewise, and we will talk to you next year.
Indeed, on Monday. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are next, KGYM.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your question.